Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of BIB Radio. We are just so happy that you joined us tonight. Tonight we have a wonderful show. Robert, are you on the air?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I definitely can hear you. What are we doing tonight on the show?
Well, first of all, I want to say it's a good thing to be back live on air with our people, listeners, and thank you all for tuning in. Tonight we're going to be talking about trade shows, and we want to know if you know anything about a trade show, and if you want to start a business, why would going to a trade show be very valuable for you starting a business? So we got a couple of people that's going to come on the line. Dear brother, Rashid Shabazz out of Las Vegas. We got a couple of people from later on in the show that's also going to be coming on as well.
Okay, well, I myself am not familiar with trade shows at all, so this should be a very interesting topic for myself and the listeners, because most people do not know anything about trade shows, so it's good for us to get the information. If you all are out there listening, feel free to give us a call at 641-715-3660. The access code is 549-032 pound, and then press *6 and the number 1 if you would like to make a comment or ask us a question. Well, in our first hour, I believe we'll be talking to Mr. Shabazz, who has attended trade shows with you, and you all are going to just kind of give us your information and your experience on trade shows. Then in the second hour, we're going to be joined by Mr. Johnny Robinson. He is of the Dudley Hair Corporation. He's actually a distributor, and he deals with the trade shows all the time because Dudley and their products have been around for a long time, and they are always at the trade show. So I'm actually excited to talk to their corporation. They actually have some events coming up, like the 20th. I don't have the exact date, but at the end of this month, they have a really large event coming up. And so we're going to give them an opportunity to talk to us about that event and trade show. So I'm really excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited about this show. It's a lot of information that our people need and don't have. And trade show information is not something that you hear talked about commonly every day among common folks. So even when you go into business, I was in business for quite a few years, at least 7 years, I would say, before the knowledge of a trade show came to me, and it wasn't by way of someone wanting to see me do better in business. It didn't come that way. I literally had to pay someone to go in a retailer's trash and pull shipping information off a box and brought that back to me, and that's how I got exposed to the trade show, calling the vendor up and asking them, you know, how do I know what's coming out for the next season? What's the next trend? And he told me to there was a show that was coming up in February, the Magic Trade Show. So this information is definitely vital for entrepreneurs and those who aspire to want to be entrepreneurs. You have to understand why trade shows are so very important versus going to your local wholesaler. Yeah, you'll make money dealing with your local wholesaler, but the wholesaler in your local city goes to the trade show, or they'll send someone what they call buyers, which is what most big companies call them, buyers. They go to the trade show and they select the latest trend or the trend that they think is going to catch on. Someone controls what's trendy. So this is why, along with the 30% or 40% price cut that you'll get, you'll save from dealing with a manufacturer versus a wholesaler. So, yeah.
So, Robert, let me ask you, because, again, a lot of our listeners, we like to take them back to preschool, nursery school, and learning, you know, and it's not a negative thing. It's a very positive thing, because I don't like when people talk over my head. So when we are in a learning experience, I like to be able to start from scratch, even the very understanding, so that people can grasp what you're talking about and be able to follow. So, you know, when you say trade show, what exactly is a trade show? Now, I think we had a discussion before, and you're telling me that everybody needs to be there if they're in business, and I'm just thinking, okay, well, I don't have anything that I'm trying to trade. So what exactly is it, like a big shopping mall? What is a trade show exactly? What is that?
Well, a trade show is where, and it's industry based as well. So a trade show is where a lot of different cities, different companies gather in one place, one city, and they offer the latest fashions, the latest of services, the latest of goods to retailers like myself, so that they can get, you can get direct contact with the manufacturer. So in Las Vegas, Vegas is one of the major places where they host the most trade shows in the whole, on the whole planet. And it's right here in the United States, and it's in Las Vegas.
I have a question.
Every day, on average, there's an average of around seven to eight trade shows, maybe a little bit more. Last I checked was a few years back. But that's daily. They have that many shows going on daily. There are so many different industries that have trade shows. Everything that you deal with, you can go to a trade show for that industry. If you carpenter and you want to find out the latest tools, you can go to a tool trade show. They may be in Vegas, it may be in Texas, it may be in Mississippi, it may be in Atlanta or New York. Chicago is another city. Those cities that I just named are the cities that usually have the most trade shows. So it's just a place where you go to meet with the manufacturers of that industry and see the latest and the most trendiest of the newest items to be sold for that industry.
Okay, I think Scotty is on the line and he had a question.
Yes, I do have a question. It's greeting to everyone. Also to remind you, we do have your guests waiting in the wings, but I have a question. Robert, recently I was looking for some mixers. They're just simple little audio mixers that you could plug a microphone into. They're what I use to engineer these radio programs. Well, anyway, straight out the box, they are not made for internet radio, and you got to wire it a certain kind of way. You need, you know, like some extra things, you know, not a whole lot, but you put it together to make a kit. There's one kit out there already specifically for, they call it podcasting, not internet radio. And I had an opportunity to test the kit out, and I don't like it. But I use another product where you can put the pieces together and make your own kit. Well, the thing is then I want to sell my own kits. I don't want to have to go through, you know what I'm saying, and purchase from one of the official, I think they're called, like, you know, they're licensed to sell them, because when I go to the manufacturer's page, there's no ordering information, there's nothing like that. And I want these, but I don't want to pay retail price because I want to buy them in bulk. So would going to a trade show help me? What would that be, like an electronics trade show? And do you need, like, to show a business license or any kind of documentation, or is it open to the public?
Okay, great question. I'm going to start with the latter. It's not open to the public. For the most part, most trade shows only require you to go online, fill out the online application, which is real simple. They need a tax ID number, which is also a simple process to acquire that, and then a business card. You need plenty of business cards, so when you actually get to the show, that's what that's for. But that's pretty basic, the information that you need to apply to go to a trade show. Like I said, you need your tax ID number, business name, business card, and that's pretty much it. Most trade shows don't charge you to come. There are some, depending on industry, that do have a charge to attend, but for the most part, that the trade show they don't charge you anything to attend the shows. The show that I think that would be best for you, but it's very, very large, it's the CES show. It's the Consumer Electronics Show, which is in the first week of January every year, and it's only once a year. Now, also in Chicago, you could probably find a show in Chicago. I haven't been to Chicago. I normally go to the Las Vegas shows all the time. But you would have to go to the CES website, and it is a very friendly user site, the way it's developed. You can actually key in, if you know the terminology for the part or the what it is that you're looking for, you can key that into the exhibitor site. You can go right to where who's exhibiting at the show, and then key in. They have it in categories broken down, so that way it'll make your search a little bit easier. And then they'll give, once you do that, a list of those vendors that's selling those type of things that you're looking for will pop up, and then it'll give you, you may have like 20 or 30 different choices on who you can buy that from. So did I answer that for you, Scotty?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir. And if I could be of any help to you on that, you know, feel free to reach out, because definitely I love researching this type of stuff.
Why don't we go ahead and get our guest on, because it's 18 after, and we know that we have to take a commercial break on the 30-minute mark. So, Robert, why don't you go ahead and introduce our guest?
Yes. This is a very, very dear old friend of mine, a mentor. His name is Brother Rashid Shabazz. He's in the Las Vegas area. Mobile Denture Lab is his business. We're bringing him on the show because he's gone to several trade shows with me, and even without me being in Las Vegas, when I don't go to the trade show, he has gone. And the thing that I like most about his angle from the trade show, he always goes to the seminars, which there's some really good information that's coming out of the seminars. keep in mind that when you go to these trade shows, if you're just going by yourself, it's going to be hard to go to all these different events that they have. So it's good to go with about 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 different people to where everybody can be reaching out to be active in all the different events that they have at the trade show. So, Brother Rashid, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Well, it's good to have you on and good to talk to you again, brother. How you doing?
Excellent.
Good. So what I would like for you to do from the perspective that we last, the last couple of shows that you attended, share with the audience your experience and with the trade shows, also why you think that the trade show itself is very valuable information for anybody that's going into any type of business.
First, I want to thank you and your co-host, I believe, CC. Again, thank you for allowing me to, you know, come again on your show and express some views that I hope will also aid and assist you as well in terms of what you're doing.
Thank you.
Number one.
Thank you.
Las Vegas is not only the entertainment capital of the world, but also it's the conventional capital of the world, which most people don't know, other than the business people. When I say the conventional capital of the world, you have over 250 large major convention trade shows throughout the world. Las Vegas have the majority of those shows right here. Number one, why? Because the rooms available. There's more hotel rooms and the MGM than the whole city of San Francisco. So they can accommodate quite a few people. Now, for me, I would also recommend going to Robert Earl Trade Show, whatever you call this thing. That was my first experience coming into Vegas. And I'm telling you, it was beyond what I can put in words in terms of the value to my life. I'm in the dental field as well as real estate investing. The major trade shows, conventions that have helped in this country is here in Las Vegas, in my field, in the dental field as well as real estate. Another thing pertaining to what he's saying pertaining to trade shows is so real. Some of your greatest companies have got their breaks right here in Las Vegas at the trade show. Now, let me tell you what the term magic, because when you say that term, most people don't relate it to what it really is. It's not a show of magic in terms of tricking. This is where the acronyms come from. It's the Men's Apparel Guy in California trade show. That's what the magic show is. That's where those words magic come from. Again, Men's Apparel Guy in California trade show. Now, FUBU, which is a company quite a few African Americans are familiar with. Even though FUBU is headquartered in New York, the first and major break occurred here in Las Vegas at the Magic Show. Matter of fact, when they came to the Magic Show, all they really had was a name and ambitious to put some clothes in, you know, in the marketplace. But they got their first order here in Las Vegas, over $400,000, at the Magic Show. So, again, no matter what industry you're in, whatever the industry is, there's a show that's taking place here in Las Vegas sometimes throughout the year where you can actually get a complete inside view of how that industry is really functioning, how it's put together, the major players in that industry as well. And again, Robin made mention of the seminars. When you come to these seminars, or as I say, the end of the trade show, you actually meet fresh in blood performers in these industries. Not an email, not a text message, but I mean actually physical blood people. That's how we met Russell Simmons here in Las Vegas. P. Diddy and all the other guys is doing, you know, great things in the apparel industry. So, again, Vegas with the trade show, I mean, it just completely opens up your world no matter what industry that you're in.
And now, the last show that you attended, you had spoken to an attorney, a licensing or some type of,
yes.
I think you mentioned it was a licensing attorney.
Yes.
And you shared some information with me about what he shared with you.
Exactly. Oh, now that was a good one. This gentleman, he's out of California, but this guy actually had handled some cases involving the entertainer, I think it's Madonna. I think that's, yeah, Madonna. Now, as I was sitting in the seminar and he was expressing a couple of cases that he actually handled, I mean, big star cases, and I was saying to myself, perhaps I could have never retained this individual to actually, you know, handle a case for me for whatever, you know, what his fees may have been. But here it is, here in Las Vegas, I was able to meet this gentleman, walk right up to him, ask him questions about licensing, you know, trademarks, and so on. Again, that's what makes it so dynamic to come to these kind of shows at least once or twice a year. It really keeps you in the flow of where things are really at.
Right. And, yeah, you know, I remember when we actually met Russell Simmons,
mm-hmm.
We were in the hallway, we saw him, and then I walked up and approached him and I told him about the how we watched the 48 Hours with Russell Simmons documentary
yeah.
he had.
Mm-hmm.
And he you remember, he said, hold on for a minute, got on his phone and called his publicist or somebody and told them, hey, we never did get paid for that documentary. And
right.
and from that point, we were actually able to sit down with him. I think we talked to him for about nearly almost 25, 30 minutes.
Exactly.
And relationships were formed. And see, when you go to these trade shows, as brother said, you actually are right there with
yes.
the industry leaders
yes.
that's present. And you can make deals happen at that show that you can't make happen over the phone.
Exactly.
And that's one of the things that I brought back from that very first show. Shoe deal. We had got a shoe deal from that show. You know, I told him I was in the hip-hop industry, and we had rappers. And one of the companies that was there, they was eager to deal with the hip-hop, somebody from the hip-hop industry. I wound up getting shoes sent to the store. I actually just got a call from, if you heard my phone ring, that lady, that was Shirley Ash that just called me. We met this young lady at the
yes.
Magic Show.
Yes.
She's a fashion designer for a company that's no longer in business called Rico.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fact that here's someone that's making multi-million dollars and, you know, you can plug right into these people. They are very resourceful. I'm fresh. This is my first business that I opened up. So now I got a friend and that's a fashion designer working for a major company that's directing me in the direction that surely I'm going to win. This is why tonight we're having this show, is because we want our people to know that this information is available, but it's not readily commonly talked about. And those experiences that Brother Rashid is speaking of, that I'm speaking of, that our guest later on in the show is speaking on, definitely makes the difference. It really does.
Let me kind of jump in and make this comment here. There is a misconception, actually, as to what Vegas actually is. And when I say that, yeah, it's a town that has, you know, quite a bit of partying and so on. However, Vegas is one of the most serious business cities on the planet. You have over 42 million people a year that come to Las Vegas. 42 million. That's more people that travel to your so-called three major religious sites of the world, Mecca, Jerusalem, and Rome combined. So this 42 million people that come here to Las Vegas, they come in for serious business. But most people, the advertisement in the public sector is that you just got a bunch of party in here. But this is a serious, serious business town. And I tell you, the trade shows that you invited me to, the very first one, I'm telling you, have totally changed my life. Let me just kind of capture that a little bit. Matter of fact, the first trade show, Robert invited me. We didn't even fly together, as you remember.
Right.
You came down, and then I flew down later that day. But this is what kind of blew me out the water and really helped convince me to move to Vegas. When I flew into the airport, there was a limousine waiting on me to come into the hotel. So I immediately said, most times when common people ride limousine, there's been a funeral. There haven't been a business transaction.
Right.
Well, let me interrupt you really quick. Yes. This is mm-hmm. a really heated conversation. We are yes. getting some good information, but we got to go ahead and take our commercial break. Let's yes. remind everyone, dial in at 641-715-3660. Access code 549032 and pound, press yes. star 6 if you would like to be heard. So let's go ahead and, Scotty, you can go ahead and take us into commercial break.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketslive.international.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
All right, everyone, we're back on the air. And
the Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
All right, jumping the gun a little bit, but we are back again. Thank you, everyone, for joining us at DIB Radio. I am guest hosted by Brother Robert 11X Minor, and we have our guest on, Brother Rashid, and we are speaking about trade shows and why you should go to one. Okay, you all were talking about a limousine and a funeral. What was going on?
No. I was saying that the kind of opulence and grandeur of activities here, it's not, as I said, just about partying. And that's what I believe the common public has a misunderstanding about Vegas, not knowing the seriousness of the business town that it really is. And as I said again, you got to actually come to one of these trade shows and actually see how these whole industries is put together and actually meet the flesh and blood major players in these industries, whether you're talking about real estate, game, electronics, as Robert said, the power, whatever it is, even in my field, the dental field. Your major dental seminars have take place here in Las Vegas, as well as real estate. So again, just being able to meet the real live players, which you need to do, and it takes a lot of the mystery out of this thing about what's possible for your own life. And I tell you, I can never put in words how much Rob, coming here, you know, relocating here. Hey man, I tell you, I'm very grateful. Thank you a billion times as I say all the time to you, Vegas is paradise for me. Pretty simple.
Yes, sir. You do say that all the time. And hey, brother, you know, I understand it. What I want to do And I'm sure you can bear witness to what I'm about to tell the audience here. Mm-hmm. I posted up earlier today on Facebook at our other site, which is BIB, Blacks in Business. Mm-hmm. We have a BIB, Blacks in Business on Facebook, where I gave 13 tips for getting the most out of a trade show. Yeah. And I'm just going to run through a few of them that I know you would definitely be able to bear witness to. One of them that's really funny to me was bring two pairs of comfortable shoes and wear them on alternate days, I said.
Yes.
Because you're going to do a lot of extreme walking.
Yeah.
You're going to do that. And another thing that you want to do is definitely look the part. And the more that I attend trade shows, the more valuable I understand this is, dressing the part. People will take you more seriously if you dress appropriately. You know, they're going to look for you when you're wearing a suit and not just some jeans and, you know, looking casual. When you dress up as a businessman, then you're going to get a different reaction from the people, for sure.
Yes.
Robert, can I share a real-life example in a different setting of exactly what you're talking about?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I went through a divorce in custody, and most of my battle and focus was on getting custody of my young children to make sure that they came up in the best environment possible. Now, I was running low on funds because that was the other attorney's strategy on the opposing side was to, you know, drag it out so I couldn't afford the attorney I had. So to make a long story short, I ended up dropping this attorney. So I asked for my case file and all of that. And so I just learned the format of how to file court filings, you know, the terminology, motion. But the most important thing I did was I dressed the part when I went into court to argue my case. You know, just walking through the hallway, I'll never forget this black woman, you know, made a public comment, a positive comment about me in thinking I was an attorney because I had my briefcase again. I had on my suit and what have you. And, you know, not saying just putting on a suit is why I had a positive outcome with resolution with my case. But I'm sure that played a role into it because of the impression that I made on the decision makers, a.k.a. the judge and what have you, and even commanded respect from the opposing attorney. So that what you just said is applicable in so many areas of activity. Thank you.
Yes.
Very true. Very, very true. I mean, it takes you a long way, for sure. The other thing is bring business cards and copies of your sales sheets with you everywhere. You can meet an important contact anywhere, like a hotel lobby, at a bar, even riding the elevator, waiting on a limo or a cab. You never know who you're going to meet. Rashid, you remember we were standing outside and we turned around and there was this Caucasian guy in a nice suit and his woman had on a nice fur coat. And I said, this guy looked like he about something. And we turned around and asked the guy what business he was in. And he said he owned some clothing stores called Dr. J's, really big on the East Coast.
Yes.
And I think you asked him, well, how many stores do you own?
Yes.
And the guy said over 50.
Yes. Yes.
And just like that, you know, your reality can be changed just like that. You never know who you're standing next to, who you're talking to. So you always want to be prepared for those type of things, those type of situations, because that one time may not come around a second time.
There you go. There you go.
Another thing. Let me get my phone just shut down. But here, another thing is, you want to definitely always make contact with the owner of the company.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And get familiar with the owner of a company. I always strive to have the owner be my salesperson.
Yes.
And we want to talk a little bit, not too long. It depending on the time of day you catch them, you can get some conversation out of them. But that's who I always aim to talk to when I'm going into these different booths or whatever to get to meet the people. Take it seriously, you know. And this is not just about trade shows. I tell people who are in business, period, take what you do very seriously. When you go to the show, you are working.
Mm-hmm.
Treat it like it is. It's your own job. Mm-hmm. You know, that's why they call it self-employment. Mm-hmm. So treat it in the respectable manner. When you get from the show, you're tired. You need to go to your hotel room, do a little studying of the information that you got today, continue to map out your next day events, because you got a lot of ground to cover if you haven't covered it all, and chances are you're not going to cover the whole show by yourself, you know, and go to bed early and get right back up, refreshed, and hit that show again, you know.
Yes.
And that's some of the things that, you know, both me and you and I did while we were, you know, when I was there in Vegas. I mean, you always do that. Another thing was make a plan. The worst way to go to the trade show is unprepared. You need a goal, and objectives. So arrive early and get your hands on a map. They do have the trade show maps. And a directory. They have the directories. The directories, I'm gonna throw a little secret out there to you all. I used to bring the directories home and take the directories because I knew that the people didn't go to the trade shows. I used to sell them the directories from the trade shows. So I made the trade, going to the trade show and coming back, I created a business out of that, which was selling the directories. Because most of us as black people that are in business, they say over 1 million black businesses open up every year. Now, out of that 1 million black business, I can almost guarantee you that you don't have 100,000 that go to the trade show.
Exactly.
Because you, Rashid, and I, you, when we there, that's one of the biggest disappointments.
Yes.
For both you and I, we talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You may see for every 20 or 30 white folks, maybe one black person. And it's based on the industry. Now, you go to the magic show, the fashion industry, you'll see quite a few of us there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're there, not in terms of the business aspect. You know, you got a lot of hip hoppers, a lot of rappers that got clothing line with their entourages and everything. They're there, you know. And then you got a lot of black fashion retailers that will come to that magic show. But for the most part, in all the other industries, we are totally not there. I've been to the CES show quite a few times.
Yes.
And the halls are filled with Caucasian people, but very few black people.
Yes. Let me make a comment as well again.
Mm-hmm.
Another major thing with the trade shows, conventions, is you can get merchandise on consignment.
Right.
That's major. In other words, you got 30 days many times to work with those merchandise to generate the revenue to pay for.
Yep.
That's major when you're in business. 30 days is a long time in business. So, I mean, the education of what you're saying, and Rob, as I said, man, I'm going to do everything I can to encourage the people, really, as I say, to get on the Robert Earl Trade Show to Vegas, because it's a major thing. Your experience level at this time, you was just like a guide out in the desert. You can really get a person through this whole experience of what you're doing if they would actually listen to what you're saying and actually follow your lead.
Yes, sir.
This one trade show coming with you to Vegas in 2001, not only did I relocate to Las Vegas in 2003, But I ended up coming here. My business expanded. I've been out the country 6 times from Las Vegas. Prior to that trade show, I had a passport and I never used it.
Right.
I make it to Vegas and use it 6 times. So, again, I tell you, and that's another story. But when you go out the country and you're coming back to Las Vegas, that's a natural high beyond putting in words.
Well, I'm sure. But so, that's the base.
I really hope your listening audience really take heed to what you're suggesting in terms of coming here to the conventions, to, like I say, the trade shows, and actually expand their business knowledge. I refer to Vegas as my university.
Right.
I'm learning. I'm continuing to learn. I mean, this town is beyond in terms of the serious business side. And I tell you, whoever take lead in terms of coming with you to experience this, they will definitely not be dissatisfied.
Now, for the listening audience, what Rashid is referring to, we have what we started, an initiative called, or a movement called Youth to Vegas. And
yes.
Our goal is to bring 6 young men or women, or both, aspiring entrepreneurs to the trade shows in Las Vegas starting this August. Now, there are so many different trade shows that we started a GoFundMe. It's www.gofundme.com/youth to Vegas. And our goal for the first show was $6,000. I will say this, that goal actually is going to, we're going to need more money than what we asked for, simply because there are 3 trade shows right back to back that I know of in August: the Magic Show, the
yes.
ASD Show,
yes,
and the Off Price Show. All these
yes.
shows are right together. There's actually 4, I think 5. 2 more that mm-hmm. I didn't even mention. But these shows are right back to back. And our youth need to be exposed. I say our youth more than I say the adults, but our youth needs to be exposed to the opportunities that are out there for them to go further than what we have.
Yes.
I'll be 51 years old this year, and I came into this knowledge at almost 30-something years old. So I don't want to see our young 19, 20 years old coming into this knowledge when they're 25, 35, 45 years old. I want us to get this information to those in our communities that you see at the gas pump. When you see
yeah.
some of these young people at the gas pump, look at them as young entrepreneurs, because they're out
yes.
there trying to do something for themselves, positive.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's pumping gas, cutting your grass, or whatever, look at those as future entrepreneurs and put a seed, plant a seed in their mind that they can look forward to something better. You know, get them to BIB Blacks in Business some kind of way. Put our information in their ear. If you got a program that you're working, put your information in their ear. Let us work together. Whatever organization that you have, along with our organization, we should work together to better the youth, you know, to give them real solid information that's going to definitely make them win. So, that's when he said about the, you know, Robert Earl's to Vegas, that's what it is. It's the youth to Vegas movement that we're starting. That we have started, and we do need your help. So anybody out there that wants to help, like I say, go to www.gofundme.com/youth to Vegas. And Rashid, you know, is there anything else you wanted to add to that?
Looking forward to seeing you and the other members' presence in this great city.
Oh, no doubt. We're going to definitely be there in this coming August at the ASD show. I'm actually striving and hoping that we get enough money to come to both the ASD and the Magic Show, because
yes,
both shows are very important. My son, he's a fashion designer. He just
beautiful
got his hat out to the young rapper B.O.B., and they took a picture and sent it to my son, and he was so excited, and he said to me that he's ready to go to that Magic trade show.
Yes.
And I know that he needs to go there, you know, and anybody of his age group, he's 18 years old, that
yes,
that has the entrepreneurial spirit, we need to get them to these type of shows. You know, they definitely need to be exposed to this type of information.
Exactly.
You know?
Hello?
Yes,
may I say a few words? Well, I'm just sitting back listening, because this is a student moment for me, because I, you know, I don't know much about trade shows, but it's so funny because I'm listening to Brother Rashid talk, and, you know, I too have a passport and have not yet been out of the country. I've had it for like 2.5 years now. And I was like, wow, that's me too. So at the same time, I moved to Seattle, Washington in, what was it, 1998, because of a hair trade show. I was about 23 years old, and I went to a big hair trade show in Bellevue, Washington. And I don't even know how I did. I was like, I'm going to this hair show. I thought it was just, you know, a hair show. It was actually a very big hair trade show, you know, where you had all the inside and outside of the dealers and the different products and just all kind of stuff. And I was so fascinated. That next month, I packed up my children and I moved to Seattle because of that trade show.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's funny because, you know, as you listen and as you're learning, you try to relate your own life experiences to the information to make you more familiar. And I totally can relate to that trade show experience, and I'm looking forward to going to a trade show myself one day. But that trade show experience that I had in Seattle and in Bellevue, Washington, was definitely a great one, and I'm excited. I'm ready with my money and my debit cards and my my business cards, whatever else I need. I'm just like ready. I got three pairs of shoes.
CC. I was expressing also to Robert when he visits Seattle to make sure he see the original Starbucks during Seattle Pike Market. I went to college in Seattle myself as well. I had a business right there on Rainier. And fantastic town as well. It's really, really beautiful place, I tell you. It's very beautiful. And again, I hope you get opportunity to, you know, use your passport and definitely get a chance to see Vegas. As I said, don't be blown away by what they say about Vegas in terms of the party, because right now in this town, over 65% of the money that's generated in Vegas don't come from gaming. It comes from entertainment, the trade shows, business people. And that's a major thing to understand, because, again, Vegas has this image that it's a so-called game and a gambling mecca. And when you say Vegas to most common people, that's all is associated in their mind. This is a major business city. A major
business
city.
Oh, yes, sir. You see, absolutely. You know, I've been there twice, and I didn't do anything but stay in the house. It was too hot. But,
July is definitely that way. July is definitely that way. You know, again, you definitely want to see the business side. Now you know, because definitely Rob, he's the guy. He's the one that put me here. So, and I'm very, very excited all the time whenever you think about how I got here, you know, by way of him. Because, as I said, Vegas has just been beyond wonderful to my life. No complaints. I mean, really. And I forever want to thank you, Rob, for inviting me. And man, thank you again, you know, for inviting me to Vegas, again, back to the show and this kind of thing. If I could be of any help, either way, they're in Seattle, because I have family in Seattle as well. To you in St. Louis, just give me a ring, and hey, man, I'll do whatever I can to aid and assist you both in terms of the success that I see that you're striving for.
Oh, no doubt. Let me say this to the audience as well. Because you have to be selfless in order to grow. You have to be selfless. You can't worry about if you share something, if somebody's going to go further than you with that, then that speaks about your character.
Yeah.
And yes, everybody, we have businesses that we make money with what we know, but at the same time, whatever you put out, you're going to get back. Now, inviting that brother, the brother that our guest onto the Las Vegas show, was a very calculated thing for me. Not the first one, because I had not a clue on what these shows represented. But after that first show, it was very calculated, because by that time I knew this particular person's study habit. This is one man that you all are listening to that I've never seen anybody as disciplined to study as I've seen this brother. And I'm not saying that just to be saying it. There's only one other brother that I know like that, and this brother Ghazi Muhammad, who was on here once before with you as a co-guest with you. Now, but your study habit by far for me was the most impressionable that I've ever seen in my life. So when I suggested, each time I suggest that you come to the show, I'm already knowing that the perspective that you're going to see or get from that show is going to be totally something different from what I would be getting. And that's why I try to always keep on saying, Rashid, why don't you go to the show? Go to the show. Because I know you're going to bring back a point that I probably wasn't going to think of. You see?
Yes.
So, and that's all about doing the mathematics, you know. But we have to become more inclusive. If you see somebody or know somebody that's around you that has potential greater than yours, it's okay to acknowledge that and promote that. It's not making you look bad or anything like that.
Yes.
That's actually adding to what it is that you do.
No doubt.
So, you know, I look forward to seeing you at the next show. At the next show after that, and however many shows that I have a healthy life to be able to be a part of, and as yourself included, I know we'll be seeing one another for sure. We're coming up into that hour mark into our show, and you know, it's been great so far, Mr. Shabazz. I really appreciate you, Brother Rashid. I really do, and we're going to have you back on to the show a few more times, I'm sure, from other subjects. I know you know a lot about business from a wide variety of business. The next show, we're just going over that earlier today. Should your business own or lease the property that it wants to go into? And that's going to be the subject of our next show. Already putting it together now. And real estate, I know, is something that you know about. And when we talk about real estate, again, as brother said earlier, Vegas has a trade show for real estate.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And it's a very powerful show. If you're in real estate, that you got to go to Vegas. You got to go to the trade show.
Yes.
So this is how you win, with correct real-time information. And brother, you're more than welcome to stay on the show. You got anything else you want to add before we get to the next half of the show?
I just want to again thank both of you, as well as the gentleman, Scotty, he's the engineer behind this program. But again, I want to thank everybody for allowing me again. And like I said, anytime I can be of any help, just give me a ring and I'll be on it. And as I said, I got a few other business meetings I need to attend a little later this afternoon, this evening rather, here in the Valley. But again, thank you so much, a million billion times.
See, you got any questions for Brother Rashid before I go?
Let's see. Well, I would just appreciate him coming on as much as possible and sharing his wealth of knowledge with us, because knowledge is power and we need correct information. And I thank him for the correct information that he's provided to us.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
With that being said, Brother Shabazz, you have a very, very comfortable rest of your evening. And if you want to tune in, feel free to stay on the line. If you have to take care of that business, I understand.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So we'll be talking to you soon.
Love you both. Have an excellent evening.
Love you back. You
yes.
too,
yes, sir.
Scott.
And for this audience, one more time, go to BIB, Blacks in Business, on Facebook. Ask to join. We'll join you in. And if, whatever city that you're in, too, you can simply type in your city name, we are, and the rest will pop up, Blacks in Business, and you can join in your city. If your city is not on Facebook, then inbox us at BIB Blacks in Business or me personally at Robert 11, spelled out ELEVENX, minor, MINER, and we'll create that BIB chapter for your city. Definitely go to GoFundMe. There's a www.gofundme.com/youth2Vegas. I'm only asking if you can make a minimum of $5. Our goal is $6,000. We're taking six people. We're going to be there from July 31st to August the 3rd. And it's all-inclusive, food, transportation, hotel. It's going to be a good time for our young people, so please contribute as much as you can. We ask that you just sacrifice for 1 week your coffee at Starbucks. You know.
All right, let's go to commercial. Callers, if you'd like to call in, do so at 1-641-715-3660. Access code 549-032 and pound. Press *6 and the number 1 to ask a question. When we come back, we'll be joined by our next guest. Got to go ahead and take us in a commercial.
No, I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Give up on my way.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, everyone, we're back. Thank you for joining BIB Radio for an hour. If you would like to join us by phone, feel free to call in by dialing at 641-715-3660. Access code 549-032, pound, press *6 and 1 if you'd like to ask a question. I would also like to invite you to be a contributor to Black Talk Radio Network. There is also a GoFundMe page or a page to donate on www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. So now we should be joined by our next guest. Scotty, you might see a phone number there. Let's see. It's Mr. Johnny Robinson, and he should be on hold.
We have a caller from the 910.
You found him?
The 910.
Oh, okay. Hello, Mr. Robinson.
Well, hello there. How are you?
I am excellent. Mr. Robinson, meet Mr. Robert 11X Minor.
How are you?
Well, hello there.
Pleasure to talk with you.
Well, it's okay. My pleasure as well.
All right. We're going to have fun tonight.
All right.
Okay, so Mr. Robinson, why don't you let our audience members, listeners, know who you are and what it is that you do.
I'm Johnny Robinson from Fayetteville, North Carolina, all the way across the country. I'm a senior distributor with Dudley Products, and I've been with Dudley and in this industry for 46 years.
Okay, that's wonderful. I love Dudley Products. You know, I went to beauty school, oh my gosh, 100 years ago. That was let me think, 1992-93, right after high school. I went to beauty school, and in Anchorage, Alaska, pretty much that was it for black products, Dudley.
You know, yes, wonderful.
We had Dudley Products. And I remember I attended a seminar in Tacoma, Washington, some representatives came up and did a little demonstration, and then they were recruiting us to come down to North Carolina.
Well, it was coming to North Carolina. Then we had set up there in Greensboro.
Okay, seems like it was Louisiana or something.
All over the country. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So I remember that. So I'm very familiar with Dudley Products. And
quick question about Dudley.
Still here.
Quick question about Dudley. Didn't they make a Jerry Curl product, or if I remember correctly?
Well, I think all of the manufacturers at that time was making a product. Yes, we made one. And I think most all of your manufacturers were making a Jerry Curl. That was the hot thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was making one.
Mm-hmm.
That was almost a requirement if you were gonna make a African American type hair product.
Mm-hmm. Jerry Curl was a requirement. Scotty, did you have a Jerry Curl?
Yes, I did.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Who
got
did
to break
drop
out those
one?
Pictures.
Well.
Okay. Right.
That's how I know I had a Dudley. I had a Dudley Jerry Curl. That's how I know.
There you go. Okay. All righty then. Well, you know, that was quite the era. You know, they might be coming back because I saw finger waves coming back. So you just never know.
Well, they are back. Finger waves are back. We produced a video recently using a finger waves with a new twist,
and
it's going like hotcakes.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait to see that. Hair is calling my name, but I mean I'm not trying to do that anymore, but I'm just still fascinated by hair, so I'm excited to see that video. But nevertheless, let's talk about the event that you all have coming up the end of this month. What is the event coming up?
Oh, my goodness. We have a S.B. Fuller Joe Dudley Foundation is putting together a program to help finance the building of a museum, a Fuller Dudley Museum that we are going to be building in the Triad area of North Carolina. That's Greensboro, High Point, Winston-Salem, somewhere in that area, to show some of the things that S.B. Fuller and Dr. Joe Dudley has how they have created and helped so many other people, black-oriented type people, that help them in business, show them how to help others and help build our community. That's the main thing that we wanted to see, that these things are not being taught in the school, so we want our kids to know what happened years ago. And as the saying goes, if you can do it, or if you have done it, then I can do it as well. And on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of this month, we're having a three-day affair. And at this affair, we're going to have guests coming in, Lisa Nichols, George Frazier. Well, we all know Lisa, and we all know George, and Deborah Bartlett. Now, Deborah trained under Dr. Miles Monroe out of the Bahamas. She is a splitting image of his message that Dr. Miles Monroe, most of us remember Dr. Miles Monroe, and mm-hmm. Deborah has a lot of Dr. Miles Monroe in her. That's going to be Saturday. We're starting Saturday at 1 o'clock, and I think we have something like 1,600 people already signed up for Saturday. Then on Sunday, this is the biggest day. Starting at 4 o'clock, actually 3 o'clock, we're going to have a VIP get-together for those that's coming for Mr. Dudley's 79th birthday. And we're going to have a get-together for all VIPs starting at 3 o'clock, from 3 to 4. And the regular event will start at 4 and go from 4 to 9. And Deborah, George Frazier, Lisa Nichols all will be participating in that. But the guest, the main guest speaker for that affair, that gala, Black Tie Gala, is going to be none other than Minister Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan, is going to be the guest speaker on Sunday night. We are looking forward to many, many showing up for that. The Saturday event is going to be at the Benton Convention Center there in Winston-Salem. The Sunday event is going to be at the Marriott in Winston-Salem. And then on Monday, we're going to have a program where we're going to the Fuller Dudley Institute of Entrepreneurship is going to present how to successfully grow your business from zero to $1 million. And depending on what type of business you have, Dr. Dudley and the other guests are going to, all are millionaires already, so they're going to show you how to take your business and develop into a $1 million business. Then we're looking forward for this. We're looking forward to it, and people are coming from all over. Before we leave tonight, we'll tell you how to get tickets if you haven't already gotten a ticket, and if you're just hearing about it, you haven't gotten a ticket. So we'll tell you how to get tickets before this is over.
Wow, well, I'm very excited for this.
Coming up.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, well, Blacks in Business, BIB Radio will be representing in that arena. So we can't wait to be there to partake in all of the festivities and also learn how to grow our business. We are excited
wow.
to have you on the show.
Great. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to meeting you, Black in Business.
Yes.
Well, we're looking forward to meeting you also. We are definitely going to be there with bells on. So,
All right.
Now, tell us more about, because we have a project going right now with the youth. I don't know if you heard. Robert, enlighten Mr. Johnny about the GoFundMe again.
Well, we started a GoFundMe, Mr. Johnny. It's called GoFundMe Youth to Vegas, and that's on the www.gofundme.com/youth to Vegas. Our mission is to take six young men and women to a trade show to actually get them exposed to what can make their business grow very, very rapidly by having the correct information. And what we learned is that by going to these trade shows, it gives any entrepreneur the advantage and also connects them right to the manufacturer more times than it does to a wholesaler. So our mission is, because we want to deal more with our young people versus, you know, the older crowd, we're trying to get it funded to where we can get them to these different types of trade shows. We're just now finding out about what you got going on, and that will be, I don't know, I'm almost assuming that you're going to have one next year and the year after that as well. But if that be the case, then we definitely, your company or your organization along with BIB should work together to get the youth to be able to participate in those type of events. So that's what we're doing here.
Okay. Okay, well, now, you're talking about trade shows. That basically, a hair show consists of a trade show and a seminar, or one or the other. And you were talking about the trade show. Trade shows allow you to get close up and personal with the manufacturers most times, or the owner of that particular business. Several businesses go into a trade show and set up that people may be able to come in and purchase products or get to know the owner of that particular product. Or they're
right.
selling products, they're offering their services. It's a fantastic way to add that personal connection into that sales funnel that cosmetologist or that barber may have to get to know that product that particular company is presenting. Nothing beat having the opportunity to speak, you know, face to face with those who have the potential to become clients and customers. And
right.
the manufacturer, they like it as well as the clients going out there trying to learn about the product. So it's a one-on-one type move there, and one benefit just as much as the other. The manufacturer gets a chance to get names, addresses, sell some product, get names, addresses of new customers, and the cosmetologists get a chance to meet the manufacturer one-on-one, and most times they get a card or get some way of contacting any questions that they might have later on. They can call and have direct connection with them. I'd like to say it's about three different ways. You get a chance to connect with the potential customer. You increase your brand awareness. They get a chance to increase that brand awareness at these type shows. Bonner Brother is one of the leading shows in this particular area. I don't know whether you're familiar with the Bonner Brother company out in that area, but there are many different companies that set up and go to trade shows, set up at trade shows. In the month of May, for instance, there's a premier show in Orlando, Florida. The ISB show, it's already passed, but that was in Florida. In June, the International Beauty Show out in Las Vegas, and I understand you want to take the youth out to California to get a chance to see. There are a lot of shows going on in Las Vegas all the time. There's in July, EMS 2016, Dudley has a seminar. Now, seminar is a little different than a trade show,
right,
in that one company provides all of the activities. Now, at the EMS in Charlotte this coming July 23rd through the 25th, we will have our educators to come in and teach different styles, different cuts, different color techniques that a student may be able to go from classroom to classroom and pick up, maybe if they're looking for hours, pick up maybe 16 hours in different classroom and different different techniques and things of that nature, where instead of several companies, you have just one company, and you'll get a chance to identify with more than one style, one technique, one product. I'm excited about July 23rd through 25th because I get to take all my customers there, and in so doing, they'll get a chance to see some of the things that I've talked with them concerning. Now, in August, that's Bonner Brothers in Atlanta, Georgia, August the 20th through the 22nd. They'll have their second Bonner Brother. They had the first one back in February in Atlanta, and then they have one in the fall. They have one in the early spring, then one in the fall. They used to have another one, but they just have the two now. Then they have, oh goodness, they have thousands of people come to those shows. Also, we have the World Release in Las Vegas on the, that's the 29th of August. So that's another show. That's not a trade show in Las Vegas. Then September, October, all of these different trade shows and seminars are being performed. Well, speaking of a seminar, and with Dudley, we have we do about 50 shows, seminars per year. As the sales reps put on individual seminars in their areas, their locations where they're servicing their clients. They put on seminars for the clients to come and learn about the product. So it's a good thing what you're doing, that the youth will get a chance to go to seminars as well as trade shows and get a chance to understand how to utilize, how to use the product that's been presented to them. They get a chance to also meet, in our instance, they get a chance to meet our educators, and the educators don't mind giving them information, contact information, where if they purchase a product and run into a problem, then they can contact that particular educator, and she can help them over the phone as to how to correct whatever situation they find themselves in. Any comments?
Yeah, that's a great thing to know. You just really actually gave a lot of confirmation to the previous part of the show with what you just shared. I'm definitely very interested in trying to work with you all's company to get some youth to that particular show. It's the mission of BIB, Blacks in Business, to definitely get our young people involved in business ownership. And so we need more black businesses for sure. Instead of being the greatest consumers, we need to be the ones that are selling the product as well. After the show, maybe we'll talk, see if there's any room for sponsorship. Maybe you guys could sponsor two of the young people to get to one of your upcoming shows, because we just got to have commitment to our youth in reference to these, to get this information out there. That's our future.
I have suggested to some of my stylists, I can't afford to go to a seminar. I said, let your clients know that you want to better yourself so you can give them a better service. And in order to do that, you need to attend these seminars, these shows,
right,
these trade shows. You need to attend so you can learn more about how to use different products and which would be best for your client. And I've had several clients to have their customer actually pay and send them to these type of events.
Wow.
And you say, well, that's an investment that particular person is making in their cosmetologist. Because
now
when she
heavy.
Comes back, yeah, when she comes back, she has a lot more information, and she can do a better job with that
right.
particular person.
And I'm sure she wouldn't have to wait for a client to pay for the next trip after experiencing one of those trade shows, like, you know, that's going to enlighten her the way those trade shows enlighten you. You know?
You're absolutely right. And they have an opportunity in school to learn how to do certain things, but it's like driving a car. All right, they say if you learn to ride a bicycle, you never forget. But if you don't continue to use it, you lose it. And I had a lady ask me a question today about a product, and she used it all wrong. How do you tell a professional that she's using something all wrong? But she doesn't want she doesn't want that to be said. But she did. She didn't get the result that she was expecting, because she didn't use it the way it was supposed to be used.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to attend some seminars. She needs to attend some trade shows. She needs to go back to school, so to speak, and brush up on some of the things that she has forgotten.
Wow.
That's true. Well, you know, I can testify to that, because, trust me, I haven't been behind a salon chair in about 20 years now, you wouldn't want me cutting your hair. I mean, that would be crazy. But what I know for a fact is, for instance, I went to beauty school in Alaska, okay? So there was a representative up there, and she did promote Dudley. And by the time it was time for me to go to beauty school, she was all done, which is a very sad thing because I couldn't wait to go and learn under this black lady. Her name was Miss Ellen. Miss Ellen had stopped doing her thing by the time I was ready to go to beauty school. With all that being said, you don't necessarily learn how to do black hair when you go to beauty school. Those M'lady books that they trained us on way back when, they probably still use M'lady, I don't know, but books did not teach us black hair. I remember learning the finger waves, pin curls, and the roller set, and that was about it. Relaxer, I mean, it was atrocious, the lesson. So sometimes we graduate from these schools and we don't even have the foundation down. So you've got people out there just muddling through, you know, because they like doing hair. But if you really want to be a master at something, like you said, you definitely have to go to school. And sometimes that's going to school to get the building blocks, the foundation up, so you could be a much better stylist instead of just flubbing it through. Because I don't know if you ever seen somebody mess up a haircut, but that is a mess. That is something terrible.
It's the same thing with color.
The
average person doesn't realize when a stylist mess up with color, because they just see color on their head, on their hair, rather. But now, if you see color on your skin, on your scalp, and someone is not doing something correctly.
Right, right. And also those lines and demarcation and... All kinds of stuff. Somebody did not know what they were doing. Some parts are brown, other parts are blonde. Yeah, they didn't know. They used too much 40 volume. Yes, absolutely.
Well, now, this is where your seminars and your trade shows will help in that type of information. It'll give you a chance to go back and pull that mannequin out and start practicing again.
Not the mannequin.
Doing it.
Right. Oh, Lord. The mannequin. I know many a mannequin that got rolled over in the street when school was over. Yes, I remember that. Absolutely. Well, that's very important. And, you know, we need to encourage our stylists and just all professionals to go back and get education, because you never stop learning. I mean, when you stop learning, that's when you're losing money, because trends and styles are changing all the time. And if you don't know that, then, I mean, you are going to be out of business in no time.
That's absolutely the truth. It's very true.
Mm-hmm. 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 We always have to be ready to learn something. So we're heading up to another break here in a second. We need to let everyone know that they're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. This is BIB Radio. I am on this show. My name is Cece Harry, and my co-host is Mr. Robert 11X Minor, and we are talking about trade shows, and our guest is Mr. Johnny Robinson today, and he is representing Dudley, and he's letting us know about the trade shows, conventions, and a huge event they have coming up here pretty soon. Mr. Farrakhan is going to be there on Sunday, so you all might want to get in touch with this information. I don't think they're completely sold out yet. I think there's still some tickets available, right, Mr. Johnny?
Yes, they're going fast. So I heard tonight that they got a couple of buses coming in on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
They're going real fast.
Well, whenever people are coming in on the bus, it's serious. That's serious business.
Are.
I mean, I'm going to be on an airplane, but whenever people are getting on a bus, it is something serious. But we want to let you all know that if you want to call in, the phone number is 641 715-3660, and the access code is 549-032. You press pound and then the star 6 and the number 1, which allows you to ask a question. Let me do that again. 641-715-3660, 549-032, press pound, star 6, and the number 1 to ask a question. I know you all have questions. Even though this program is podcasted, we will definitely allow you to have our information so you can get the proper information later if you miss something. We will definitely be available for that. But we're going to go ahead and go into a commercial break. You're listening to the Black Talk Radio Network. This is DIV Radio. Scotty, please take us to a break.
All right.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
All right, everybody, welcome back to BIB Radio. Black Radio Matters. So please donate to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. If you like the programming that you're hearing, make sure you support us, because we tend to complain when something goes away, but then we fail to realize that we didn't support it in the first place. So let's not get into that that trend with Black Talk Radio Network. Let's go ahead and support any little bit matters. When we all add a little bit, it adds up to a great amount. So let's just go ahead and make sure that we support this great network full of information. Okay?
Hey, see,
go ahead.
Let the people also, too, for those that may be tuning in, if you want to hear this show in its entirety, or you want to call in next week and catch our show, but you didn't know exactly what time that show the show comes on, we come on at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock, that would be Pacific Standard Time. Is that correct?
5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time.
And that's 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, and we're on every Thursday night. So if you want to ask a question, you want to be active with the show, then make sure you call in next Thursday at your prescribed time zone, and just be involved with the show, because when you play the podcast, you can only hear it. You can't be, you know, a part of the show. And the information is there and it's definitely good, but we want you to actually be on the show, ask questions, because your involvement is only going to make the show even that much greater.
Okay. Well, today we are doing a show on trade shows, and we have Mr. Johnny Robinson of Dudley on the air with us. Mr. Robinson, let everyone know again how to get a hold of you or whoever they need to get a hold of for tickets for the upcoming event. Let us know again what the events are and how they can get a hold of said events.
Okay. You can reach me by calling me at 910-574-7035. That's my telephone number, and my email is jrobby910@aol.com. That's jrobby910@aol.com.
Perfect. Okay, so what are the events again coming up? How do they...
The event that's coming up on the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd of this month is the Fuller Dudley Foundation is presenting a celebration, an entrepreneurial museum fundraiser gala, that we are planning a museum, an entrepreneurial museum that will showcase Dr. Dudley and Dr. Fuller, Mr. S.B. Fuller. Some of you may not even know, never heard of S.B. Fuller. Well, S.B. Fuller was the man that Mr. Dudley's mentor. He mentored Mr. Dudley. He also mentored George and John Johnson. George Johnson was the maker of Ultrasheen. He started out with Mr. Fuller, and John H. Johnson was Ebony Magazine. Ebony was sold by the Fullerites door to door to help get that business started right there in Chicago. And many, many more. These people will be in the museum. So when people go into the museum, they'll be able to see someone look like you or look like me that will be very successful because of working together right in their own community. This event is going to be held Saturday, the 21st, Sunday, the 22nd. On Sunday, they're going to have a gala event for celebrate Mr. Dudley's 79th birthday. Now, and then on Monday, they're going to show you how to go from zero to a millionaire status in the business that you're in. If you're interested in attending this event, I'm going to give you a telephone number that you may call. Call Sylvia Ramseur, R-A-M-S-U-S-E-U-R, Sylvia Ramseur, R-A-M-S-E-U-R, and her telephone number is 828-320-4396. And she can tell you exactly how to get your tickets. And again, you can also call myself. And those that might be interested in attending the EMS that we talked about earlier, that's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. And you can go online, www.dudleyq.com, or you can call the home office, 1-888-573-8210, and they will tell you how you can register to attend the EMS 2016 in Charlotte, North Carolina. Or again, you can give myself a call and I can tell you the same information. But you may be able to catch them a little quicker than you catch up with me sometimes. any questions about anything we've talked about thus far?
Well, I know that we also have a link that we've provided. Thank you to Mr. Jimmy Davies of everyblackevent.com.
Yes.
Jimmy has a beautiful website that business people or anybody able to put up black events that are going on in the community. But Jimmy provided me your promo link, so we have put that all over Facebook. So we're hoping that our listeners and our Facebook followers and our Twitter followers and Instagram, all of our social media followers will be able to look and see what is available and attend. Because again, we need to make sure that everyone is becoming educated, especially in the age where there are many that are crossing over from being employees to entrepreneurship.
Well, this is one of the things that we're speaking of now in our community. We need to get into more entrepreneurship in the communities to help the community. And put our people to work. We need to put our stop waiting or depending on someone else to come in and put us to work. So we need to do it
that's
ourselves.
Right.
You
that's
know,
right. What is this,
Robinson? I so applaud what you just said, and I've been the one of the biggest advocates of what you just said, and I must say, I've never caught as much resistance. And when I say catching hell, simply by saying three words that I learned from Minister Farrakhan himself when I first started following him, and he said, from his teacher, do for self.
Do for self.
And those three words, I tell you, have really brought some hell about in my life as it pertains to people, because most of us who are really locked in a 9-to-5 and quote-unquote conscious, when you start talking about coming off the job and creating businesses and this, that, and the other, man, it's a whole nother reality that comes behind how a person receives that. Or I just never thought that desiring to have our own, literally have our own school system, have our own economy, have our own black nation. When I first came out to the mosque listening to Farrakhan, I was sold on a black nation, that whole ideal of a black nation, a black territory where we run it, police it, secure it, and that sold me, that reality, that ideal sold me, and I've been stuck right there ever since I heard that. And the opposition that has come from actually believing that myself versus trying to get those who say we all about that, man, it's like, it confuses me sometimes. And I know for me, this is the only reality that I'm going to live till the day that I, clock out of here. I want to ask you this question in reference
okay.
to business and entrepreneurship in the black community. What state do you see the mental conditioning of our people as it pertains to entrepreneurship? What state do you see in?
I learned a long time ago. I had the opportunity to work with Mr. Fuller in Chicago, and I got a chance to listen to his language as far as working for yourself rather than working for someone or being worked by someone else, he used to say.
Good way.
We have been conditioned that, and it started back at home. My mom told me, she said, "Well, I want you to study real hard so you can go get a good job. You don't have to work on the farm like your mother and your father. Go get you a good job." They didn't talk about creating a job. My dad had created a livelihood for the family, but that wasn't considered a job. He was just a slave. He was just working for himself. But that's a conditioning, and we have to overcome that conditioning by renewing our mind, renewing that message that's been placed up there. We have to renew that mind and say, yes, if someone else can do it, I can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think we probably need to do a little backtracking because these school systems that we have placed our children in are teaching them to go out and get a job, whereas we, too, are on a 9-to-5. We would hope for entrepreneurship for our children, but we don't realize that those schools are ushering them into jobs. Even these little youth programs and all that, usually they're funded by the government, and they are teaching our children to go out and get jobs. We know that jobs can be utilized as tools sometimes, but you just have to be careful that you don't get stuck in that rat race and that hamster wheel of getting this check every Friday, the 1st, the 15th, every month or whatever, because then you'll never really go after your dream and build it. And sometimes we know that when we face the most adversity, that's when we're able to really go out and stretch out and do what we need to do to be entrepreneurs. So we actually need to pray for those times, you know, those times that we that will make us push ourselves and do those things that will help us to become greater, because working at a job is not going to help you become greater. It'll help you become a greater employee, and that's about it.
That's absolutely true. This is one of the things that the museum, we're hoping that's going to be able to do, because take a person like John Johnson. Now, we look at Ebony Magazine and Jet Magazine and say, oh, that was a great, that was such a great. But see, he developed himself to be able to do that. He didn't start off with a Jet, with a Ebony as we saw it. Because the sales rep took the magazine and went door to door and sold it, helped him get started. Mr. Fuller told him how to do it. John Johnson, George Johnson worked in the Fuller plant and discovered the relaxer system. And Mr. Fuller let him work there and make that product in the plant and start and sell it out of the plant until he built his own place. We don't do that anymore for each other.
Nope.
Nope, see, we don't do anything.
We have to get beyond. They were saying the other night that the difference between a rut and a grave is you have dirt in your face. But so many of us are in a rut. We're stuck in a rut depending on someone else to feed us instead of feeding ourselves.
Right.
Going to beauty school, going to barber school, coming out with a degree as a cosmetologist, as a barber, you are free to move ahead. You're free to move ahead, to open up some doors for yourself and for others.
Absolutely.
I've seen cosmetologists leave the salon and go get a job at Walmart.
Oh my gosh.
They can make enough in an hour as a cosmetologist to pay them what they're going to work up, make all day at Walmart.
That's true.
For a week.
That's true. Because, you know, I came out of beauty school and I became a slave instantly to JCPenney Salon. I mean, that was, you know, but I didn't know any better. I thought once I got my degree, I was supposed to go work in a salon, and I always had a dream of opening my own, and I always said I would have, like, I would live on the top, and then my business would be in my garage. I would have a plumber come out and do some kind of sink thing in my garage. I always had that dream, but unfortunately, I had to stop doing hair because we know that some of those chemicals have been, have caused problems, and not having proper ventilation, and even proper education on how to use the chemicals the right way, you know, you cause some problems for yourself. So, you know, I had to stop doing that, but I definitely had that dream for myself. But we definitely need to be instilling in the future beauty operators and barbers that they're already on the pathway to entrepreneurship. After they get out of school, there's nothing wrong with them opening their own shop. There's nothing wrong with that. There are no
nothing
barriers
at all.
Mm-hmm. So we have to encourage that. Well, Mr. Robinson, do you have any last words for us? We definitely appreciate you coming on and look forward to meeting with you.
I'm overly excited because I was asked to be on with you tonight. I'm looking forward to the weekend coming up that I'll get a chance to meet you. And you bringing your staff with you?
I think the whole staff will possibly be there.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Well, we're looking forward to that, and I'd like to get a copy of this CD at some time in the near future, because I have to play it back and listen to myself.
Well, I heard that, because, you know, that's how you get better, is by listening to yourself. Now, we actually
have
that available for you in about 2 days. Our CEO slash engineer, Mr. Scotty Reed, is very good about putting that stuff out as quickly as he can. He does a wonderful, excellent job, and we so appreciate him. But thank you so much, Mr. Robinson, for coming on. Again, we look forward to meeting you. And you have a blessed night and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Thank you so much, and the same to all of you. And again, all of your listeners, we appreciate you, and keep on listening. Keep on listening.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, sir. Yes.
All right. Well, we had a fun-filled, packed, full of information show as usual. Wow. So what is the hope for people who want to go to a trade show, Robert? What should they do? If they would like to go to a trade show, how can you direct them into the proper information?
Well, if it's something, an industry that you're interested in, feel free to reach out to us at BIB Blacks in Business on Facebook, or you can email us at blacksinbusiness, all one word, at gmail.com, or you can go on my personal page, which is Robert 11 spelled out, ELEVENX, Miner, MINER, inbox me. You can call the office at 314-899-0008, or you can best reach me by text messaging at the number 314-791-3210. Whatever your industry is, I'm very sure that I could get you in a trade show. If you need us to sign you up, we do all that. We can make travel arrangements for you as well, and really work with your budget. So you need to attend the trade show, and we're here to help you at BIB Blacks in Business. That's what we're all about, is making sure that our entrepreneurs get the correct information that makes them or allows them to win in the industry that you're in.
All right. Well, again, the trade show experience, you know, like you said, is one that everyone should go after, because if we are not learning, then we're not earning. I think that's from George Frazier. Somebody said it. I don't know. But it's true. If we are not out getting new relevant information that we can apply to our businesses, our clients, our homes and ourselves, we just are, you know, like Mr. Robinson talked about, you know, being in a rut, you know, and you definitely don't want to be in a rut when it comes to business, because if you're in a rut, you know, there are those around you that are, quote, competitors, you know, they're getting the relevant information. They have the newest blow dryers, the newest flat irons, the newest clothing line, the newest socks or whatever. They have that because, you know, they're getting relevant information, whether it be because they have someone going to the trade shows and someone brought back the information to them, or they're going themselves, or whatever they're doing, they're educating themselves. So you have to make sure that you are up on things and you don't become lazy and lackadaisical because you're making this certain amount of money or whatever. Hey, that money can be gone tomorrow because the next best thing came along. You thought that you were the hottest thing in town. Well, the next hottest thing came and booted you out the way because you are not up on your information. So, of course, we're not in competition with people, but yes, you are. I mean, reality is, yes, you are. So you have to make sure that you are doing what you need to do to make yourself and your business relevant for the next level. So, I mean, I'm excited about the trade show. You know, again, I went to the little trade show when I was, you know, fresh out of beauty school, enjoyed it. I know what the experience was, and that was just for hair. So I can't wait to see mops and paint and rocks and shoes and all kind of stuff that I thought was irrelevant to my life. But
it's but relevant.
Just all, well, I know, but I'm saying, you know, because you know, all kind of things that you just don't think about until you get to that trade show will be very relevant to you at the time, and it'll just be like a whole new world opening up And I'm excited. I'm excited to, you know, go each and every time that I'm allowed to go. Excited to use my passport.
Mm-hmm. And see, you know, in our everyday lives, if you just, if everybody that's listening, just look, do a 360-degree view of everything around you. Everything that you see came from a trade show. Its origin is from a trade show to a wholesaler, to a retailer, to a consumer.
Mm-hmm.
Everything in your house, every piece of clothing that you have on right now came from a trade show.
Right. And, well, I think of it this way. You know, we should be looking to cut out the middleman. I think
there you go. You hit it right on. I was just about to say that.
Right.
Words right out of my mouth. If you want to save money, go direct.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And hey, I am the most bargain woman that you, the bargain shopper woman you will ever know. So I am very excited, and especially like what Rashid was talking about. You can do this stuff on consignment, and 30 days is, you know, 30 days is a lot of time for a business to actually sell the product. Everyone should stop being afraid of walking out and doing something different. I mean, I am definitely ready to get into this arena, invite more people to go with me. We got to keep talking about this type of thing. We got to keep replaying this show, podcast of the show, so people can get this information. And just, you know, do some trade show parties, you know, just every, however often they are, just do some trade show parties, invite people to go with us, and, you know, with our little travel thing going on, guys, I just became a travel agent, got to do a few more things, but yes, so you'll be able to do travel arrangements with me pretty soon, and we can do this, we can make some trade show parties and just make some things happen. I'm telling you, it's a new day for information, no time to be stupid.
And I just want to say for the record, you know, this is a new experience in my life is doing radio. And to have a partner like you, CeCe, it really enhances the whole radio experience for me. I mean, you really make this an easy thing for me to be able to do. I really appreciate you, you know. Even when sometimes, you know, I might want to just kick you in the back of the shin.
What? Wait,
you know,
I didn't know that.
Though, nothing hard. But really just make this such a winning experience. And I just want to say I really thank you for all that you have contributed to. In the short time that I've been knowing you, I really appreciate all that you have contributed into my life, into BIB, into the whole ideal of doing for self. You know, if you out there, if you got the right people in your corner, you really, this thing can really be done very simply. And that's all you need is the right people with correct information, and a lot can happen. So thank you, CeCe, for all that you've done.
Well, I agree with you, and I appreciate you for having the idea of doing BIB radio, you know, because, you know, I don't see anything on the airwaves or on the internet, period, like what you have proposed and what we are doing. There are, you know, several people doing some things that look similar, but, you know, like we always say, imitation is the best form of flattery. But then I say, no, it's just copycatting. But, you know, we support everybody. We support everybody and what they're doing. You know, hopefully we can collaborate with more people and do more for each other. And it's not about having people in your corner, but the right people. You know, the right people that want to see you succeed, the right people that don't have this underlying whatever going on craziness, but people that want to see you succeed and you want to see them succeed. And I think that's what you and I have together. I definitely want to see you succeed, and you want to see me succeed, and I want to see Scotty succeed. I want him to be able to do what he needs to do, go to the next level. I think he must have a trailer and open up a trailer and let the kids learn how to do radio broadcasting or something like that. And you know, I love the children. So, I mean, we definitely need to get on board with that and what he wants to do. But, you know, we got to support our youth because the next thing coming, the next generation. So together we can do all these things, and it's just going to get better and better every year.
So y'all tune in to BIB Radio every Thursday night, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. That is 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time and 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Thursday right here at Black Talk Radio.
And, Network.
Network, thank you. Black Talk Radio Network. We'll make sure we get that right because we don't want y'all tuning in nowhere else. This is where you need to be. Support your own. Definitely go to the BIB Blacks in Business page on Facebook. Ask to join. We'll sign you in. And then also go to your local. Put your city in. We are BIB Blacks in Business. And join that your city location as well. Just feel free to call us at any time, 314-899-0008. If you have any questions or want to make a donation to the Youth to Vegas, www.gofundme.com/youth to Vegas.
Yes, and thank you to our guests. Good night, everyone, and we will talk to you again the same time, the same station next week. Peace and blessings.
Peace.